As the world oil price reached a record of over $90 a barrel, oil industry representatives and analysts gathered in Houston to discuss whether production has reached its peak. Legendary oil developer T. Boone Pickens was among the better-known speakers at the conference of the Association for the Study of Peak Oil. The billionaire said world oil production is near its limit and is unlikely to keep up with rising demand.
$90 a barrel does not surprise me. It wouldn't surprise me if it went to $100 a barrel. I'm not predicting that, but I do think it'll go to 100 before it goes back to 80.
Pickens blamed some of the problem on inefficient production by state-owned oil companies that do not allow more technically advanced private companies like ExxonMobil to play a greater role in their oil fields.
Could you get more than 85 million barrels a day out of the world? You could if they had all turned it over to Exxon. Okay. They're not going to do that, we know, but 75% of all the oil in the world is controlled by state-owned oil companies.
Many industry analysts and oil experts dispute the peak oil theory. They note that new technology, bolstered by the increased prices, has made it possible to extract oil from areas that were once overlooked. Small-scale producers like Jim Baldiff of Austin, Texas-based Apex Resources have exploited wells that were once thought to have been depleted, but he says it is difficult.
All I know is that we have to drill deeper and smarter, and at twice the cost to get about a third of the production that we used to get.
Baldiff says many people in the industry see the peak coming soon and support various conservation efforts.
There is no silver bullet, single techno fix to solve this problem. More likely, it's going to be an integrated mosaic of pieces that make up a jigsaw puzzle of solutions.
One solution might be hybrid electric vehicles, like this one brought to the conference by Jamie Mitchell of the Austin Energy Utility Company.
We need to find solutions to the problem and how cities like Austin and Houston can continue to thrive when we don't have cheap, abundant oil resources everywhere.
Analyst Charles Maxwell warned that it would be better to take strong action now than wait for an energy shortage crisis.
The more we can do before that trigger is pulled, before some event sets this stuff off, the better off we're going to be.
And he warned that such an event could happen at any time. Greg Flakus, VOA News, Houston.